I just want to let you know that the enemy is no game, right? But we're not here to glorify the enemy. We're here to glorify God. Amen. And I just want you to know that nowadays, in just recent years, the enemy will try to attack a lot of people with anxiety, depression, trauma, sadness. What else? You give me an infirmity or a sickness or something that the enemy is trying to attack nowadays. It's been doing it for a while, right? And you know why the church is suffering the same thing? Did you know that the church is suffering this too? Why do you think that is? I want a brave one to lift your hands and tell me, why do you think this is happening? Why do you think that the church of Christ is suffering this? Amen. What is it?
Social media.
Social media. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's part of it, I guess. Amen. But you know what? They're lacking joy. Say joy. And the church is getting weaker and weaker because they don't have joy. What do you mean by that, Pastor? The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my what? Weakness? It's my strength. So if I don't have joy of Christ in my life, then I think I'm a little weak. Amen? So it's important for you and I to understand the joy of God. What is the joy of God? Just singing, jumping, and amen. What is the joy of God? It's more than just that. Amen? So I want you guys to open your Bibles. We're going to go to Psalms. I'm going to tell my wife if she can bring my glasses. I think I left them over there. Amen? I know. I just turned 40 and I need my glasses already to read. Amen? The big 4-0, they say, but I think this is when it all starts even better. Amen? It all gets better from here. They say at 50 it all downhill after that, but no, I think it's better and better and better. Why? Why? Ask me. Why, Pastor? Because we're getting closer to God. Closer to heaven. It gets better and better and better. Amen? Hallelujah. So you can open your Bibles to the book of Psalms 118. 14. Amen? Psalms 118. 14, and you have it, say amen. I got it, Pastor. Got you. Something so I can know that you have it. Amen? Amen? So the Word of God reads like this. It says, I went up there. The Lord is my strength and my what? Shield. Defense is mine, NIV. You guys are probably having the King James, right? Defense, shield. The Lord is my strength and my defense. It says he has become my what? Salvation. So I'm going to take you real quick to a couple of definitions. Because sometimes we read the Bible and we just, oh, is that what it means? Or we just overlook some words. But it's more than that. So I broke it down here a little bit. So I just want you to know that we, as Christians, we all must know and be certain where are we going. Are you guys certain where you're going? Are you guys sure where you're going? Amen? Amen. Why do you know this? Because we have joy in our hearts and we know that God is building our strength. Amen? So it says, we must know and be certain that God is and will always be for us and not against us. Do you know this? Say, God is for me, not against me. A lot of people think that God is always against you and God is always trying to, or we can't do nothing. Because I've heard this a lot when we go evangelize or preach the word of God out in the street. They say, oh, we don't want to go there because you can't do nothing. Right? That's what they say. Oh, you can't do nothing. That's why I'd rather be where I'm at. Oh, so they'd rather be struggling. They'd rather be suffering, but because they can't do nothing. Right? Have you heard that? It's because when you go to, and this is what they use because they need to understand that it's not about religion. It's about relationship. Say relationship. When you have a relationship with somebody, you got a communication with them, right? You build communication. You talk. You get to know them. That's what a relationship is. Religion, if you look at it in a secular world, is rituals. It's repetitive things. But in the Bible, the true religion that the Bible talks about is to serve, to help the widow, to go visit the people in jail. How many of you guys have visited people in prison? Oh, amen. Hallelujah. What about in hospitals? Right? It's important. And this is, if you want to talk about religion, well, this has to do something with it. But when you have a relationship and these things come up, you got no issue going, right? I remember the first time I went to visit a prison. Let me tell you some stories too. I was a little scared because I didn't know what to expect. I went to Lower Baca, and they opened the doors. They opened this gate with some noise. The thing opens, and step inside. They shut it, and they don't let me move until it's completely shut. And then they press another button, and another door opens. So I was a little scared. I said, oh, Lord, what if something happens and I can't run out of here? Amen. So I remember that there was people there. They threw me. They put me into this room with the door shut, and they say, wait here, the prisoners will be coming. And then I hear like chains, like shh, shh, shh. I'm like, what in the world's going on? So they opened the door, and they were all lined up, chained up from their ankles. And as they were coming in, they were unlocking them, taking them away. They were coming in. They sat. He goes, don't touch them. Don't hug them. You just come and do what you got to do. Amen. And I was, oh Lord, amen, you're my protection. I had to put the full armor right there because I don't know what to expect. But I wanted to be obedient, amen. So we had an awesome service. I remember the first song that we sang there is, I am a friend of God, right? Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Amen. Are you a friend of God? Hey, he hears you. He hears me when I call. Amen. It's the enemy that wants to make you think that he does not hear you, but he hears you. He hears you. Amen. So we sang that, and it was an awesome time visiting the prisoners, also the hospitals, because these are people that are waiting on somebody. Because sometimes, yes, I'm going to say it like this. Sometimes us as Christians, I was going to say sons and daughters of God, but we, right now, they're using the word Christianity just as a label. Label, right? But it's more than just a label. It's more than just a slogan, a name, whatever. It's more than that. It's following Christ. It's being his disciple. And as a disciple, as a Christ follower, as a child of God, I need to have this joy to build strength to take over this world. Say, take over the world. Do we remember the previous message that we brought? It was on Paul and Silas, whoever was here. And it was, we talked about how through worship, God did many things. God opened doors, God healed, God did so many things. And through worship is how many things happen. That's why I want to encourage you today that when a brother comes here and does worship, man, you join in. You join in because you may not see it, but in the spiritual realm, there's chains being broken. Your body's being healed. People are being delivered. But you gotta just jump in. Don't be scared. Amen. Jump in and just get lost in worship. The words are up there. If you don't know them, there was a song that I didn't know I was reading out there. Amen. And you're going to know and you're going to see the great things that God does in your life. He's going to start opening many doors. You just got to jump in. Say, I got to jump in. I got to jump in. Remember that we walk by faith and not by sight, because it's too easy to walk by sight. You just have to. Lord, I don't know, but I'm going to go for it. Right? I'm going to go for it. It's the unknown that we as humans are scared of. So let's read. The Lord is my strength. So I'm going to go to the word strength. And I'm going to read you a definition of the word strength. How many of you know what the word strength is? Volunteers? Amen? Strength. What is strength? So let me give you the definition of strength. The quality or state of being physically strong. Right? That is strength. The other one that it has here is the capacity of an object or substance to withstand great force or pressure. That's the word strength, and not just any word. In other words, there's power. Amen? Say power. So, the Lord is my power. Right? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my... And I'm going to give you a... when you start reading it and you start connecting this in the Word of God, it's the Lord is my strength. In other words, what is it? My power. I'm strong in Him. I can do all things through Him. Amen? But I have to have the joy of Him. How do I attain the joy? We're going to get in there real quick too in a little bit. So, the Lord is my strength. And then the other definition was that, or substance to withstand great force or pressure. The Lord is my strength. How many of you ever felt the pressure of the world just pressing down on you? What are they going to say? What are they going to do? Or at work, how many of you have experienced because you're Christ followers? Sometimes they don't want to associate with you. Or they kind of run away from you. Amen? And you feel that and they start attacking you. But the Bible says that the Lord is my strength. So I can withhold anything. I can overcome everything that is pressuring me, that is pushing me, that is holding me down. If I have the Lord, what do you think? Tell your brother, I got it made. I got it made. I don't know if you guys ever seen those movies where there's two walls or they're closing up like that and there's somebody in there and they're closing up like that. That's pressure. It's going to pressure them down. And the Lord is my strength. So remember, no matter how much the pressure is, because the Lord is there, He has you. But why do us as Christians are lacking that strength of Christ? Because we don't have His joy. How do I find joy in God? How do I find joy in Him? His Word. Daily. Renewing of the mind is important to be able to have that joy every morning that you wake up. Thank you, Jesus, for this time I was able to wake up. Because not many are able to wake up. Not many can wake up no more. But you and I are here this morning because we have some joy in us, right? Do you have joy? I want you to do a little exercise with me and look at your brother or sister. Look at their faces right now. Don't be scared. And smile. Say, I got joy. I got joy. Amen?
I got joy.
Amen. There you go. There you go. You see, he has joy. You got to show it. You got to express it. Because I don't know. There's a song. And I think it was back in the day with the hymns. I got that joy in my heart, right? Joy in my heart. Joy. Imagine you sing, I got the joy in my heart. Joy in my heart. Joy in my heart. Are they going to believe you? Do you think that people that are outside are going to believe that you got joy in your heart? And then you invite them and they see you, I got the joy in my heart. And then you get on social media, I got joy in my heart. Facebook, right? Check in. Instagram, like this. You got joy instant. Amen? But unfortunately, most of these things that you see on social media, it's not real joy. It's not real happiness. Right? You see, I know because I've done it with my wife. Come over here. Sometimes we something happened, my sock, I couldn't find it, and I'm like, I'm going to walk away. And then, okay, here, let's take a selfie. Yeah, I found my sock. But nobody knew what happened before I couldn't find my sock. Right? The joy was not there. Right? The joy, I want to throw it out the window. I got that. And then we're going to, come on, so everybody think we got joy. That is a false joy. The joy of Christ, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? Say, my strength. And then it says, And my defense. How many know what defense is? Let's go ahead and read it, right? Thank God for dictionaries and Google and whatever, amen. So let's go ahead and read. What is defense? The action of defending from or resisting attacks. Wow. Isn't that interesting? From resisting attacks. So let me give you another couple more words on the word defense. Okay? The Lord is my strength and my, what is it? Defense. Let me give you a couple of more words that define or what is that word I want to say? Well, anyways, they'll link with this word. Amen? Protection. Say protection. Shield. Security. Fortification. Cover. Shelter. Screen. Remember when you put a, what are the, when you put a screen on a window, what is it for? What is it? Protection from what? Mosquitoes, dust, right? Rats, cats, I don't know. Anything that can crawl in through there, right? I thought it was neat when it said screen. That's part of defense, right? What else? Support. So, let me go ahead and read this verse again. The Lord is my power and my, ready? Protection, my shield, my security, my fortification, my cover, my shelter, my screen, my support. Don't tell me God is not with you. God is with me. Everywhere that I go, everywhere that I walk, if I am following His word, I got His protection. And you can see, I got the joy in my heart. Joy in my heart. With really joy in your heart. You're walking with a smile, looking like Joel Osteen every day. Hallelujah. Every day, even in your mind, you got the joy in your heart, right? Every day. No matter what happens, no matter how you doing, my brother. Hallelujah. They just crashed your car. It's hallelujah. I got the joy in my heart. You have to have that because that joy is going to give you strength. That joy is going to help you overcome any circumstance or situations that comes to your life. Amen? So when somebody tells you, why, can you wipe that smile on your face? No, because I got the joy in my heart. Amen? I have it. You have to believe it. You have to accept that it's mine. Once you came to the Lord and you accepted Him, He's yours. You can try and run away all you want. Amen? But don't lose that joy. Don't lose that joy because it's that joy, that motor that keeps you going and going and gives you strength to overcome so many obstacles in life. How many have obstacles? Huh? How many have struggles? Right? But because we have Christ in our heart now, we can do all things. When we have joy, I'm telling you, have somebody ever come to you, I don't know, at work or somewhere, and they came at you all mad and upset, and you just answered with a smile, and it changed the whole scenario. Oh, I'm going to tell him off. He's going to hear me right now. Listen to me. Yeah, can I help you? I wanted to tell you that, right? Especially when you approach them with a smile, right? Or in school. Oh, that girl's going to hear me right now, ma'am. You know what? Hey, hi, I brought you this. Huh? You throw them off. You throw them off. Why are you like this? Why? Why do you treat me like this? I do you wrong. I talk about you. Why? Why? How can I slap that smile off your face? Why? How? You can't. Because I renew my mind every day. On a daily basis, I renew it. Every day. If we can't do that every day, man, we're going to suffer. Because the joy is like, it's not going to be there. The Lord's there, but his joy won't be because you're not seeking it. Amen? Say, seek the joy. I'm going to read this verse again. I want this to stay in our hearts because a lot of churches nowadays, they're sick because they lack joy. And if they lack joy, they lack strength. They don't have defense. They don't have no protection. They don't have, what is that? I think I seen it in The Incredibles, right? Just like this big old ball covering a force field. I don't know what they call it. The Holy Spirit covers you all over when you have that joy. Amen. And everywhere you go, to work, to Walmart, to Fry's, I don't know where you shop at. If you have the smile, has somebody ever changed your day at work or a store, wherever, and you were just having a rough day and a bad day, and somebody just greets you with a smile and a, how you doing? Good morning. Doesn't that change your day? That's what I tell them at church all the time. You better, the greeters, you better with a smile. Why? Because that can change the world. One smile. Have you seen that thing? Even Walmart got it because he says now hiring smiley faces. Amen. So that does so many things in somebody's life. Just joy. Tell your brother, we need the joy, man. Right? We need it. Do you need it? I know I need the joy. I need the joy. The Lord is, I'm going to go and read one more verse here. I'm not going to keep you long. I'm so happy to be here. I'm joyful. Amen. I'm joyful to see your face. You know what makes my day right now? Seeing some faces smiling. That's joy. That's joy. And if you can go out of here, out there in the street and just with that smile, you're going to be an impact to the world. Man. These guys, they go to Echo Mountain Church. Remember I told you in the past, Echo Mountain Church, you better echo his name all over the place. And if you can echo a smile, huh? You smile, right back to you. But if you grouchy, right? You know Christmas is coming and they got the Grinch and who's that other one? Scrooge? Or was it? Is that Scrooge? You got all these people that don't like Christmas. I don't like Christmas, and because they don't got the joy. Remember, the Bible also teaches us that there's joy. The joy comes after what? Huh? Right. If you're going through storms, after the storm, there's peace, there's joy. Do you think the people, when Jesus, the Lord brought him out of Egypt, Israel, and they... The Lord came and just opened the sea and they went across and dry land and all of a sudden the waters come back down and got rid of all the bad guys, right? Got rid of all of them. What do you think these people did when they crossed? Huh? Jump for joy. Do you think they cried? Ah, why? I wanted the Pharaoh to catch me. Huh? Do you think one of them jumped back, trying to go back? Right. I wanted to ride the horse. No, thank you, Lord. I don't care about no horse, no nothing. Right. They weren't even hungry. They just wanted to run. Remember how they were complaining about not having food too? I don't think they complained that much. Actually, they just rejoice. They started praising God. They started jumping for joy. That's what the Lord wants us to do in our times of trouble or tribulation. David knew a lot of this stuff. That's why he's always, Lord, you're my comforter. You're my shield. You're my shepherd. He knew this. And because he knew this, he was not scared to go and face giants. Are you scared to face a giant? You just go out there and grab some rocks, Don't do it to your enemy, okay? You have to love him, okay? Just love him. If you're going to throw something at your enemy, throw him some love, amen? Get 5 little rocks of love, and in the name of Jesus, shoom, right? It'll change him. It'll transform him. Right? Give him a hug. Hey, man, God bless you. What? I remember my daughter, she was having trouble in school with people bullying. I'm like, what? Don't give him that power. Take it away from them. How do you do that, Dad? Yes. Just tell him, yes, but God made me this way. God made me precious. God made me special. And I always tell her, don't ever forget that people who hurt is because they're hurting themselves. People who hurt you, people who talk about you, is because something's happening in their home, something's happening in their life, and they don't know how to cope with it. Why don't you say, let's talk about it. You want to talk about it? Because I'm going through something similar. And all of a sudden, it all changes. Amen. So we want that strength. We want that, and we want the church to be strong. That's why when you come to the church, come with a smile, come with, be excited, be, you know what, I'm going to see my brothers, my sisters, I'm going to hug them. And I think somebody said there was a potluck right now, there's a potluck, I'm going to hug, right? Don't come just because of the potluck, okay? Come because you want to see them. You want to fellowship. You want to grow. And I'm telling you, when you have that joy transmits to others. And when you least expect it, Echo Mountain will be, you won't fit here no more. Why? Something's happening. I hear it. Say, I hear it. They're going to hear it. Right? How are they going to hear? There's nobody that goes out there and tells them. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that they do go out there and tell them, but they go on telling them in a way that is not even godly. If you don't repent, you're going to go to hell right now. No. Yeah, we all know where they're going to go, and we're going to go if we don't change. We want to point people's sins out, but we got some hiding under the rug. Right? Oh, that guy is not going to hell. I mean, he's going to hell because he drinks, he does this. Oh, yeah, but I gossip. Oh, is that considered a sin? Yes. So just go out there joyfully. Say, you know what? I just want to invite you to the service. It's going to be an awesome time in worship. And just, man, what is it? Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. If you really mean it, if you really have joy and pleasure in serving God, go out there and let them see that in you. I want to invite you to our church. We have service at this time. Right? You got people out there in bikes and other religions just doing the with a smile, man. You know, and they're getting souls. Even if they may be in error or mistakes or preaching the wrong thing, but you know what? They're out there, they're preaching and teaching because they believe what they're. If we as Christians can go out there and let them know with this joy in our heart, I'm telling you, they're gonna come. They're gonna want to. Ooh, I want to join that. Every time I go, they greet me with a smile. They jump for joy. But if you go with joy, say, I got the joy. I want everybody to say, I got the joy. We're going to close the service with saying, I got the joy. So I just want to encourage you to seek that. How do you seek it? Seeking God. The book of Proverbs is a very wise book. Wisdom in there. If you're going through troubles, through tribulations, you can also go to the book of Psalms. Right? When I was trying to start preaching in English, because I did nothing but Spanish, I would say Psalms, because it had a P. Huh? Psalms. Go to the book of Psalms. What is that, Pastor? This is in the Bible. Psalms. It's Psalms. Oh, I didn't know that. In Spanish, we say all the alphabet there. Salmos is in Spanish, right? It don't have a P. That's why I say Psalms. Amen. You see, this is what I'm talking about, joy. Joy, my wife sometimes tells me, you can never be serious. I'm like, yeah, I was when we got married. I was very serious. After that, I don't know what happened, but I am serious. And when I talk about talking and teaching the word of God, I'm very serious. Because when I was young, I didn't have joy in my life. I didn't have joy. I was sad. There you go with your sad stories. No, my dad left. I was 5. You think a kid had joy in his heart without a father? No. But I grew and I knew my Father in heaven. And He's the one that brought the joy that I needed. He's the one that brought the love that I needed. He's the one that brought everything that I needed into my heart, into my life. And if you are in need of something, if you need that joy, I'm going to tell you right now, just jump in and say, Lord, I want that joy. That joy that that guy's talking about right there, that man in black, I want that joy. I want it. I want to be able to, whenever I talk about you with passion, with love, with a smile, with, you know. And when you talk to somebody and you're going through struggles, talk to somebody that can help you, like your pastor, a brother that you know he's walking by faith through the word. Don't talk to just anybody because they're going to give you worldly advice, right? If you have marital issues, no. You go to your family, leave him. Oh, he's worthless. He's never going to change. Oh, that woman's the same. She don't even cook for you. Look at your pants. They're all wrinkled. That's worldly advice. You want to get a divorce over a wrinkled pants, right? Oh, what kind of woman is that? She's not godly. Right? A wise woman edifies the man, right? You start getting all biblical. Right? But no, just get the joy, man. I laugh because sometimes I'm talking to my wife and I'm smiling and she said, why can't you be serious? I'm being serious. I'm like, I am too. I just have so much joy and I'm full of joy. Right? This is not fat. It's joy. I'm full of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's get on our feet. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you today to just walk out there, project that joy of Christ. If you need it, say, Lord, I need this. I want it. And you're going to see and you're going to notice how strong you're going to get in Him when you do this. Amen? Hallelujah. Brother's going to come and a couple more songs. And when you sing to the Lord, I want you to sing it like you mean it. Amen? And sing it like with that passion and desire, amen, that you want to. Amen? God bless you, brothers, sisters. Love you guys.